My sister tried to get into my hiding spot, but there is only room for me. We can't both fit in there.
Well, you know what they say. Two things can't occupy the same space at the same time. Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Well, scientists say that anyway, and it's kind of like what it says in Psalm 119, verse 11. It says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Now, think of hide and seek. The hiding place is like your heart, and if it's filled up with God's word, then there's no room for sin. That's exactly what our story's about today. It's entitled, Hide and Seek. Dad's voice drifted around the corner of the house. 47, 48, 49, 50. Ready or not, here I come. Alexei scrunched sideways into the small opening under the porch and pulled his knees up to his chest. "No," he said as his little sister tried to wriggle in with him. "Go away. There's not enough room here. And if Dad sees you, he'll find me too. Go find your own place." But it was too late. "Gotcha!" Dad swooped down and swung Nadia off the ground. Alexei slowly crawled out of his hiding place. "No fair! Nadia gave me away."
"You could have let her hide with you instead of pushing her out where I could see her," Dad said.
"There wasn't enough room," said Alexei. "That space is so small that if I'm in it, there's no room for Nadia. And if she's in it, there's no room for me. It's like what we learned in science class. Two things can't be in the exact same space at the exact same time."
Dad smiled. "You know what? That's kind of like the Bible verse you learned in church last week."
"It is?"
Alexei tilted his head, trying to remember the verse.
"Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you."
Dad nodded. "Let's think about the space under the porch as being a heart, and you as being God's word. And you, Nadia, sorry, honey, but can we let you stand for sin for a moment?" Nadia nodded, and Dad continued.
"If God's word, that's you, Alexei, is really hidden in the heart,"
Dad motioned toward the small space under the porch, "there won't be room for sin." He motioned toward Nadia.
"Is that why we memorize verses?" said Alexei.
"Yes," Dad replied. "When we memorize verses, we're spending time learning about God and how he saved us and changed us through his son, Jesus. Because of our relationship with him, the verses don't just stay in our heart. They flow into how we live in every area of our lives through the Holy Spirit's power. When we trust in Jesus, he gives us the power to obey him instead of giving in to sin. And memorizing God's word is a good way to remember that." Well, how about you? Do you have a Bible verse you call to mind when you're tempted to sin? If you're a Christian, Jesus gives you the power to do what's right and show his love to others. And putting God's word in your heart by reading and memorizing it helps you remember that. Take time to put God's word in your heart today and remember that he is always with you and gives you the power to resist sin. Our key verse once again, Psalm 119, verse 11.
"Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you."
And our key thought for today, learn what God says and obey.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
"My name is Charity and I'm 12. I just wanted to say how much I love your radio. It is a really blessing to me to listen to it, and the songs are really awesome. They get you in a good mood and tell you your worth in the Lord and in daily life. I listen to you every day. You are a blessing to me. Thank you guys for all you do."
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.